Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. So I gave you an 11-minute workout a while back, not too long ago. And it was based on a new study and an 11-minute workout. And because we are living in this crazy world where we have so many different ways to put this information out there, I did the workout and I put it up on my Instagram. And it was and is a bodyweight only 11-minute workout, where if you look at it on paper, or if I say it out loud, I'll give you what it is if you didn't listen to that episode, it sounds pretty simple. Well, pretty basic. It's 1 minute of exercise, 1 minute of active recovery for 11 minutes. Starts with jumping jacks for a minute, and then you have five exercises, which include, and they are plyometric, so they are challenging, especially when done for a minute, jump lunges, squat, pop squats or jump squats, high knees, and you do the high knees twice. And in between, and you do all those for a minute, everything's done for a minute, and you do the active recovery, which is just walking in place for a minute. Now, I'm an endurance athlete. Yeah, I'm getting older, but I do a fair amount of exercise and a fair amount of different types of exercise, lots of variation. And after doing this 11-minute workout for Instagram for you, because I would not have done it. Oh, and burpees, by the way. Burpees without the push-up. That's where you start. So burpees without a push-up. So basically jumping, right? Going into a plank position and jumping up in the air. High knees twice, which doesn't seem like a lot at all, right? The high knees. Pop squats, jump squats, and split lunges, jump lunges. I would argue jump lunges and the burpee are the most challenging, especially jump lunges. Those are challenging. Anyway, the next day and the second day, I was still super sore. Sore. And I'm always the first to admit it, right? You always have these fitness people who, you know, never want to admit anything like that. Not me. And I'll tell you one of the mechanisms why, because this show is about why you're sore and what to do about it. Perfect topic. Because the recovery market is the biggest I've ever seen it. Might be one of the, it's got to be one of the biggest categories right now within the whole fitness realm, however way you want to kind of categorize it. But yeah, so an 11-minute bodyweight workout only workout, bodyweight only workout made me super sore. And I was excited, by the way. And I'll talk about that. Why? Right? So most people go, oh, especially if they're fitness people, whatever, competitive. Nah, it didn't make me sore. Why did it make me sore? No, I want it to make me sore. Within reason, there's a difference between sore and pain. It's a huge difference. But I was surprised at the level in just 11 minutes. But I was happy about it. And many of you have had this experience. You do something different. You start working out again for the first time. You go to a trainer and you do your workout. And generally speaking, it's not the day after, but 2 days after, you suddenly remember what you did. And when I was a trainer, even way back then, I still had moderation and progression as part of my philosophy while I was still learning and, you know, getting experience. But I would often have a client, and you do those free orientations right at the gym. You join a gym, you get one or two orientations. Well, that's a trainer's two shots to sell you personal training. It's generally why they give those out, right? I know you think it's because they want you to get the most out of the gym. No, it's to sell you personal training for the most part. All right. So I would do that session, or even the first session if I had a new client, and the person would say, that's not hard enough. That was, you know, when the session was over, oftentimes they'd say, oh, you could have pushed me harder. And I'd say, could have, but call me, not tomorrow, call me the day after. And my goal was never to make them super sore. That's easy. That's so easy. And it's dangerous. But topic for another day. But that's soreness, right? So we're going to talk about why. And I've done a couple episodes on this already. I've already touched on the subject, but going to come up over and over again. So I'm going to tell you, you know, what causes it, what people think cause it, sore muscles, that is, what actually causes it as of now, right? The research, what research is showing us. I'm going to tell you what to do about it. And that goes to the recovery methods. And I could have listed like 50. I think I grabbed 15. Some of these I've already talked about in separate episodes, and some I'm getting ready to do entire episodes on as well, because each and every one of them, those recovery methods that, you know, so many people are selling now in different forms and formats, people have questions about those. All right, but I'm going to go through the top ones, talk about them, and then I'm going to finish up by telling you what science says and what you should do when you're super sore or pretty darn sore after a workout. And oftentimes it's counterintuitive to what you would think. All right, quick break. When we come back, why you're sore from your workout and what you should do about it. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Talking about that soreness you get from a workout and what you should do about it. And I did a show on lactic acid. That's often brought up, right? And so if you want to go even more in depth into the lactic acid part of this, listen to that show. But lactic acid is what has been vilified, if you will. Lactic acid has been vilified and said that that's the cause of the soreness. Well, what they're saying is no, that's really not the cause of your soreness. And if you're running a marathon, people think, oh, the lactic acid buildup in a marathon, running low level, extended. Yeah, it's a long time, but it's at a low level. There's no major lactic acid buildup for the most part. Obviously, it depends on a couple factors, but endurance training, endurance racing is not getting you to that point. The anaerobic threshold, you're going low level, you're just going a long time. You're going a long time. And so, as I talked about in that episode, not only are you not building up the lactic acid that much in a type of exercise, form of exercise like that, but lactic acid is generally out of your system within about an hour. So those ads for post-marathon or event massage the day after to get your body, help your body get rid of that lactic acid, unnecessary because it's already gone. All right, so I don't want to get too deep into that, but that's not the culprit. As far as research shows us now, for those reasons and others as well. And so, what is it? And it's basically two different things that lead to a third thing when it comes especially to strength training, right? So you go, you do a class. Maybe you do a class at the gym or even an online class now, and you are doing like burpees and squats and push-ups and maybe it's a circuit format and there's not a lot of rest, and maybe you are using some weights, you don't have to, and then you're sore. First and foremost, it's different. That's why I was sore, right? I was doing something I don't normally do, especially the plyometrics, especially the jump lunges and things like that. High intensity, high risk reward, got to be careful. And the last thing I want to do is hurt myself through my own training. So I'm very cautious about what I do, as I always was, as a trainer and with myself. So it's different. So when people would say to me, you know, gosh, there's all these different bar method routines and things like that, and I try everything. And I remember going into one of those bar method type things in Connecticut, and someone saying like, oh, you know, this is going to be easy for you. It was brutal on my body because it was different, totally different. Holding these poses, isometric and pulses, and just completely different training than what I was used to. So it doesn't matter how far I was running, how long my workouts were, even how much weight, it's different. You're utilizing your muscles, your muscle fibers in a different way. And that's where we start. Then, yes, hard, challenging, overloading your muscles in a different way. Our bodies get very acclimated to the stressors we impose upon it. This is why you're probably like, if you're someone who listens to the show frequently, how often do I talk about variation and how crucial it is to long-term success, to results, to our overall health and wellness? And the more variation within certain constraints, obviously, but let's just leave it at variation, is super important. Your body needs to be challenged. And that doesn't just mean overloading it with weight. It means changing the movement patterns and manipulating those other variables that just are naturally manipulated when you do something different. And so I was not surprised that I was sore from this workout, but I was surprised with how sore. And that was a good thing. So you go, why, Tom, could you, you know, reframe that as a good thing? Well, it was good, and it told me, showed me that I need to do more plyometric stuff. And deep down, I knew that. I know what I do. I know what I don't do, and I know what I need to do more of. But I was perfectly sore. You know, the line I used in my first fitness videos, I put it at the in the opening credits, Tom Holland's total body workout, 1 and 2, and ab workouts. And the credits I did myself too. I think it was like a PowerPoint presentation or something, and figured out how to roll it into the video on the VHS and the DVD. Anyway, I said, I don't want you to be so sore in the morning that you can't get out of bed. Again, that's easy. I want you to be just sore enough that when you do get out of bed, I'm the first thing you think about. And tongue in cheek, but again, it's super easy to make you super sore. But when I get sore, it just reinforces that I need more variation. And so I'm going to be doing that 11-minute workout more, because it's a perfect way for me to do what many guys especially don't do enough of, is legs. And as we get older, plyometrics jumping becomes, I would argue, even more important to preserve those fast twitch muscle fibers, to preserve that quick response and movement that we ask our bodies to do in our recreational sports and our everyday activities. And that's often why we get injured and pull muscles, because we don't train that way. All right. So it's not lactic acid. It's a new, different, novel movement, exercise, protocol. And then, yes, it can be more weight. It's just challenging. It's challenging in a new way. Leave it at that. Right? And I did the episode on delayed onset muscle soreness, DOMS, which is an acronym, right? And that basically comes down to tiny micro tears in your muscle tissue. And what science tells us is that those micro tears generally occur during the eccentric phase of exercise. So the down movement, right? This is also a reason why when you run downhill, like the Boston Marathon, give you a great example. Boston Marathon is slightly downhill for the first 14 miles, 14 or so. And so many people, and these are experienced runners by and large, go out way too fast, which most people do in most races anyway. But you would think Boston Marathon, with the more, you know, the faster runners, more experienced, would think, this isn't my pace. I got to slow down. But no, you don't even notice it. Oftentimes you should notice how fast you're going and say, you know, I didn't train for this. But anyway, if you go out too fast because you have those eccentric muscle contractions, basically your quadriceps are doing the braking motion for downhills. By the time you get to those heartbreak hills, or, you know, 15 miles and then beyond in the marathon, if you went out too fast and you shredded your quads, as they say, you're in deep trouble. You're in deep trouble. Who was it? Greta Weitz, who, I think it was her first Boston ever. I think the story is that she went out super fast, got to the top of one of the hills, and I think she quit. She said, I couldn't possibly, my legs had nothing. So my point is, it's the down. And this is another reason I talk about super slow, not super slow, but going slower during your exercises, focusing on the time under tension. So it's a double-edged sword, right? When you utilize it during exercise, it's going to make you more sore. So you got to be careful when it comes to performance and working out. But it's generally speaking the down phase of an exercise. So if you're doing a bicep curl, the up phase is bringing the dumbbells towards your shoulder. The down phase is lowering them back down. As the muscle lengthens, those tears occur. And then it's the rebuilding of those tears is when you get stronger and when you experience muscle hypertrophy, right? All right, so not lactic acid, more delayed onset muscle soreness, not the first day, but the second day is oftentimes when you feel it. That's the soreness, right? It's a new, novel, different form of exercise plus intensity and maybe some more weight. So what do you do about it? That's really important, right? And that's where people are making a heck of a lot of money. So I want to get you in, steer you in the right direction, save you time, save you money. And we'll do that right after this break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
And we are back talking about why you're sore from your workout and what you should potentially do about it. Let's get into the recovery methods. Holy enormous market. My studio, my home gym, my office filled with these products and potions and powders and programs that people are selling to help you recover. Now, I'm a Pollyanna, if you haven't noticed that by listening to past podcasts, which means I tend to look at the positive side of everything. What that says to me is hopefully more people are exercising, right? More people are exercising, so more people are sore, more people need to recover. So that's a good thing, potentially. But then with the good comes the bad, right? There's going to be a lot of people trying to make a lot of money off of this. And so I'm not going super deep into the specifics in any one of these, but I'm going to touch upon them all quickly. And then you can go back, do a quick search if you have questions about specific ones, and I will do podcasts on every single one, all right? And with the studies and the research. But that is an important thing to bring up right away is that with so many of these topics for recovery, many of that have been around forever, you can find research on both sides saying it works and saying it doesn't. That's the problem, but we'll go way deeper in that in future podcasts. All right, so recovery methods. You're sore from a workout. What are they selling you now? Well, let's just, in no particular order, go through. Cold, right? You can go cryotherapy. You can go into these tanks now. Ice baths people have been doing forever. If you really want to know the take on that, I've already done one podcast on that with Lindsay Berra, who is Yogi Berra's granddaughter. Amazing fitness writer, super smart, hockey player too. I sent great pictures of her playing hockey. But we talked about that and how the doctor who came up with the acronym REST, Ice, Compression, and Elevation, himself said he got ice and rest wrong when it comes to injuries. So we're talking about injuries there, but you can extrapolate out much of the science to soreness as well. So cold is one way people deal with sore muscles, and triathletes have been doing it forever. First started like jumping in cold, water out west, Pacific Ocean and things like that, and then ice baths, and people swear by them. I don't like it. So I tend to look at the research, the newer research that says delays recovery and might even limit your gains from exercise. But I don't get too deep in that. But that's one way, cold, right? And there's some of you I know who are like doing ice baths and, you know, Wim Hof method and all that stuff. Okay, we'll talk about that more later, but that's one way. Now, there's also heat, right? There's heat. And there's many within that category as well. There's infrared heat. There's so many different types of heat to apply to your body to recover from sore muscles. And that's a common question. People go, should I put, and again, we go back and forth, injuries and soreness. There's a fine line. I'm talking about soreness here, not like a bruise or something like that. Just being super sore from exercise. But people still ask, should I put cold on my sore muscles? Should I put heat? Totally opposite, right? Approaches. But then there's the third, which is contrast therapy, which is both, right? Put some cold on for a little while, put some heat on for a little while, and alternate back and forth. I did Ironman South Korea twice, Jeju Island. And when I went back the second time, I specifically booked the same hotel because it had the greatest spa I've ever been in. It's part of the hotel. And one reason I loved it so much is they had, within the locker room, the gym right in the building, they had a freezing cold plunge pool indoors, then a lukewarm, and then like ridiculously hot. And I would alternate between the three. And they also had a sauna, and I would go in there. And I'm going to get way ahead of myself. It felt good. What was it doing physiologically? Was it helping me recover? You know, from all the training I had done up until that point, it didn't matter. It felt good to me. You know, going from the cold to the hot and back to the cold and alternating. All right, so that is another potential way. Contrast therapy. Then there's your NSAIDs, right? Your non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. These are medicines, right? So we'll get into the over-the-counter type medicines, right? Widely used pain relievers, reduce inflammation. This kind of goes back to the arguments, the research against cold. And what they're saying is that you actually want that inflammation. You want the body to go through the normal process. You want to suffer a little bit. And what Lindsay talked about, though, is, you know, if you're a professional athlete who has to feel better for the next game or the next whatever event, it's a different story. But NSAIDs, another way, pop some NSAID tablets, whatever, and do it that way. Then there's massage. You're super sore. Go get a massage, right? There's research on both sides. Both sides. First, it was lots of good research that said it helps. Then there was research that said, yeah, no, doing that was impeding the blood flow in a negative way. And I recently saw some more recent research that said back to, no, it's good. We'll get deeper in that in a separate podcast, but that's yet another way. And then there's the self-massage, right? There's foam rollers, all the rage. There's the, you know, stick type, roller type things that you can just kind of knead out your muscles as well. Feels, well, I was going to say feels good, but like if you have a tight IT band and you get on a foam roller, doesn't feel good. It's brutal. And so there's a whole argument there. And I love the line to start that debate is, do you treat pain with pain? There's certain people that love to do that. I'm not one of them. And by the way, when I go to get a massage, which is infrequent, I probably should do it. I don't know, based on whatever research you believe in and look at and how you feel. If I do get a massage, it's not that painful one. You know, there's two kinds, basically. The ones where you enjoy it and it's just pleasurable. And then the ones where people want you digging in and doing the, you know, trigger point type stuff. There's a debate about that. All right. Let's keep going though. Stretching in and of itself. So there's now stretch gyms or whatever you want to, stretch boutique labs. I think that's the name of one, stretch lab. So you can go in and get stretched by someone else. So you can stretch yourself. So it's like massage, right? You get massaged by someone else, or you can do it yourself with a foam roller or some other type of device. Same thing with stretching. You can stretch yourself. Does that help with sore muscles? There's research that says it does. But it all comes down to how you feel. Again, jumping way ahead. But you could do that too. So they're now monetizing that. Go get stretched. Listen, not a bad thing to get stretched, right? Does it help with the sore muscles? Depends on you, right? Then we got compression clothing. Wow, this started way back, you know, and again, I remember with triathletes, originally started with, you know, diabetics and the calf sleeves to help with blood flow, DVT, especially while traveling. And then they started saying, hey, this could help with performance, both pre, during, and after, right? So you go to certain races, you see people, endurance athletes walking around with the calf sleeves on, with full body. You can get, you know, entire lower body compression gear, upper body, so you can get full compression your whole body. And there was a time, kind of pulled back a little bit, you see it occasionally, but Ironman races, marathons and stuff, people wearing them, still happens, not as much as, there was a huge kind of boom for a couple years, pulled back a little bit, but still exists, so pre, during, and then post. And a lot of people love to put it on after. I'm one, especially when I travel far. You know, I'm in New Zealand or Malaysia or somewhere doing an Ironman. The next morning, putting on tights underneath sweats. I'm not that guy. To those of you who are, you know, and I have some friends, it's not me. It's a style choice, right? But it feels good, especially on the plane, especially when I have a quick turnaround after an event and have to jump on a plane. Wearing that gear feels good. Does it help me with the soreness? Does it, you know, speed up the process? We can debate that. And now what are they doing? So we went from compression clothing to compression boots and full legs, right? You can have your full, both legs in compression boots. And what it does is the more expensive they are, get up $1,000 and more easily, you can inflate different parts of your leg differently. And what are they saying? Blood flow, recovery, performance. You know, now if you put these on right after a hard, like, you know, crit bike race, where you did build up lactic acid and put them on right after, we could start debating again if that's going to help remove some of the lactic acid. But there's easier ways that we'll get to. But people love them. They feel good. And you go to expos, you know, again, endurance sports, whatever sports now, and these guys are there. I don't own a pair. I have the compression gear, which I truthfully don't even wear that frequently anymore either. All right. Then we can get into, holy smokes, the topical creams and gels and potions. My mom was a big Arnica person. You know, there's a lot of CBD products now that you put on. You've got the cold, you've got the hot, you know, creams and everything as well. So back to where we started, cold or heat or both. Then there's even oral supplements and powders. I had a question I just answered on a listener mailbag episode where someone was talking about or asked about green powder and how it was touted to help with recovery. Anyway, let's get right to it. If you think it works and it feels good, more power to you. There's only two caveats I have with that. How much it costs. Let me give you three, actually. I have two, but the third actually fleshes it out a little more, the second one. How much it costs, how much time it takes. And then, does it take time away from you doing what you should be doing, which are the final couple things I will give you. That's it. Listen, if you have lots of money and you want to buy those boots and you want to, you know, get a contrast bath or, you know, some kind of ice bath machine. There's so many different products that I'm trying to not give you brands and things. Hey, it's about your money and what you like spending it on. And does it make you feel good? And if it keeps you training and doing your exercise and it's kind of motivating, as I've talked about, like buying supplements and different products, as long as they don't hurt you, a lot of times they just, it's part of your plan and you feel it's control. And triathletes, especially, they're all about control. You know, here's what I'm going to eat. Here's going to be my workout. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to wear my Fit Tech and I'm going to look at my metrics and then I'm going to put my boots on after and I'm going to take my recovery drink. And hey, if it's a lifestyle, more power to you. But I'm going to give you the science, right? And we're going to go way in depth on all of those topics at some point. Like I said, I've already done a couple, but I want to go super in depth with all of them. So that's for another day. But let's do the other considerations and then what science says. All right. Price and time, as I said, variation. Back to where we started. You want to recover? Don't do the same thing over and over again. It may sound like a weird topic to be bringing up with muscle soreness and recovery, but when you do the same exercise that you love so much and that's it, that's a problem, which is counterintuitive. I said, you know, it's something different that makes you sore. Yes, but when you need to recover and you do low level, that's going to help. So that's where it's counterintuitive. Okay, so that's what's going to help is you want to do something. So when those people would come or, you know, text me, I just did a new workout, Tom, I can barely move. What should I do? And oftentimes that's what you think you should do is just sit on the couch and do nothing. No, you actually want to move. Low level walking, swimming, riding a bike, you know, indoor bike, but super low intensity will help the recovery, will help with the soreness oftentimes. Okay, so counterintuitive when you're so sore, maybe you worked out with a trainer who pushed you too hard, move, right? The rest part, we now say no. It's like when you get surgery. Years ago, they said, do nothing. Now they're like, no, move right away as soon as you can, right? So low-level activity, cross-train, you know, if you did a leg workout like I did where I got super sore, getting on a bike, as I said, and going low level, you know, it doesn't have to be long, shouldn't be long, loosens you up, gets back to that term, right? That will help loosen you up. And yes, if you're sore, you want to rehydrate and refuel. Now, is it going to make you less sore? No. Let's just leave it at that. But you want to refuel and rehydrate. So it's important, right, that you get the energy back in. You have micro tears in your muscle, which means it's going to rebuild. You want the protein. I did the show on the metabolic window. If you did a hard workout where you sweated out a lot of fluid and electrolytes, you want to replace that. So yes, that will help you recover. Soreness, is it going to help? Well, it's all connected. But, you know, there's not a lot of direct research into, you know, your refueling meal helping decrease feelings of soreness. It's just a good idea and part of the whole process after. And finally, after you move and loosen up, it's rest. It's rest. You know, those are the greatest forms of recovery is refueling, putting stuff back in, healthy foods, hydration, stretching, moving, and the, you know, the low level activity is a form of stretching, right? But functional, dynamic stretching movement, and then letting your body recover. You beat it up, people. You tore muscle fibers. And that's why we need 24 hours between working the same body parts to let those muscle fibers repair themselves. All right. So time, refueling, moving, mixing it up. And as I started the whole show by saying, evaluating what you need to do. Why are you that sore? Did you go too hard? Or are you not doing that enough? Like I know about myself. More plyometrics for me. Be honest. But don't hurt yourself, right? There's a fine line between being, you know, that super sore and getting hurt, right? And when you do things like plyometrics, high risk, you have the higher likelihood of injuring yourself within that workout. So just be smart, all right? And it's whatever works for you. If it feels good, is it James Taylor lyrics? If it feels right, don't think twice. Just think about how much it costs. Is it taking time away from you doing something like going for a walk? Are you doing that instead, right? Are you doing something that is preventing you from loosening up and feeling better? All right, there you go. And we'll get into all that stuff. Does compression clothing help during events? You know, does it help performance? All that kind of stuff. That, those shows will be done as well. That's enough, though. God, there's so much. It's crazy. The recovery market is through the roof. Let's spend more time training, though. I think a lot of people spend a lot of money on the recovery stuff. Spend it on the healthy foods. Spend it on the equipment. Spend it on a coach or a book or a program that is smart and gets you to your goals, all right? Thank you for listening. If you want to reach out, Tom H. Fit is Instagram. Tom H. Fit is Twitter as well. Love to hear from you. Questions, comments. Please rate the show, subscribe to the show, whatever you can do to connect to the show. Greatly appreciated as well. And you can also go to fitnessdisrupted.com and email me through the site. It's a lot of stuff, people. A lot of stuff to talk about. And as you will hear me and my great guests say very frequently, it depends. It depends on a lot, but my job is to help you live your best life, to stop wasting your time and your money on things that don't help you achieve that. All right? Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.